Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Craig. Representative Devin, do you want the floor?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I don't know if people have seen what Nick Batista from the Island Institute put together. He's got some recommendations, which I think are all good. Particularly, it removes legislators from the council itself, so that takes care of a lot of the issue that Mr. Nace was just talking, or Mr. Nail was just talking about.
One thing I note, we could add back in that the like the chairs of Marine Resources and the ENR committee would be ex officio members, which is pretty common. We wouldn't get compensated. You know, it's like we're Senator Baker and I are ex officio members of University of Maine Cooperative Extension Marine, the Sea Grant, Maine Sea Grant. We don't get compensated if we go to meetings, but we're not voting members, but we're welcome to attend, or we're invited to attend to, you know, all those meetings. That might be a way to get some legislative participation without incurring any expenses. Representative Pearson.
Thank you, Representative Craig. Fiscal note, and I'll add, well, I'll wait for the commissioner. I just have fun with him today. Fiscal note.
There isn't yet, but I think that I've been talking to the within the Legislative Council. They've been just curious about how this might, what the council is going to look like in terms of membership, to get an idea of what expenses might be, and whether the committee wanted to make action by the council contingent on receiving enough outside funding to pay for its own actions, or whether the council would be authorized to act without enough outside funding and be relying on legislative resources to do that. So as it's written right now, there would be a fiscal note. I don't know how much it would be, but because the council is authorized to act, to meet without receiving outside funding to fund its expenses before it meets, there would be a fiscal note.